live Sunday nights. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer, to get all the latest updates on the show. So in a recent USA Today Suffolk University poll taken last month, Biden, this is another poll, so this is a different poll. It's a four-point margin. Joe Biden leads Donald Trump 46% to 42%. It also has a margin of error of 3%. So basically, it's a lot closer in the last one. By a 64 to 24 margin, voters don't want Biden to run for a second term. And yet those surveyed also at 59% to 32% didn't want Trump to run again. So it's an interesting poll, interesting results. I don't know, it's USA Today, so you got to take that with a grain of salt. Rick, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Are you wanting Trump to run? You want somebody else? What do you think?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Yes, I think Trump should run, and I think the GOP wants the same old thing. And Trump is a true conservative, and he's going to run and win, I hope.
Well, I think you're right about him being a conservative. I think he's, you know, you can only go on their record, and his record in office, I think, would bear that out. What do you mean by the GOP wants the same old thing? I don't think Ron DeSantis is the same old thing at all. He's certainly dynamic. I had a chance to meet him up in Kansas City earlier this year, and
yes, we don't know about him, but we do know about Trump. And he's not that electable, but he is. He did it once, he can do it again.
That's true. What do you think of, I don't know, I know a lot about Ron DeSantis. I don't know what you, but what do you think of like Mike Pompeo or for that matter, Trump's vice president, Mike Pence? We had him on the show about a month ago, and, you know, I think there's a good chance that Pence is going to run.
Well, he won't win, I guarantee that.
Is that the primary or the general that you're mentioning?
Either.
Okay.
DeSantis could, I mean, DeSantis is Trump's secondary.
Yeah, he's sort of Trump without the baggage. A lot of people think of him that way. Let me ask you the same question I asked Randy a little bit earlier. If Trump, obviously you're a Trump guy, you want Trump to be the nominee, but let's say he doesn't make it out of the primary. Let's say he can't get enough votes, you know, by the time we get to some of the, you know, Super Tuesday selection, he just doesn't have the votes. He's not going to win the primary. Would you support the Republican nominee in November if it's not Donald Trump?
Of course.
Yep, that's the key. And I think, you know, that's what's important for us, is that we have that. I think that's going to be the key. Rick, thank you for joining. Appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling in. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. That's going to be the key. It really is. If we cannot afford to have a Dennis Pyle due to the national election, what Dennis Pyle did to our state's election. So I don't know if you had a chance over your Thanksgiving holiday to follow some of the national news stories. I didn't, but I have Dave. So, Dave,
John,
you've been looking around, kind of reviewing some of the, not the national headlines, but you wanted to find some more unique stories.
Right.
What did you find?
Well, I found some interesting things here. Let's start with the story about the transgender cross-country runner, I believe.
It's a new one.
It's in Seattle.
Okay, yeah. I have not heard of this one.
A year after finishing in 72nd place as a freshman in a boys' cross-country race.
So he was a real winner.
Right.
Yeah, 77th place. Dave, you could finish in 77th place.
I could, and I would be happy with that finish, John. Okay. At this point, yes, very happy with that.
Okay, so he finishes in 77th place.
Right, last year. This year, now that the now sophomore transgender female is dominating the competition.
Amazing how that works.
Yes. she's from the Seattle Academy.
Who?
She's from Seattle. Yeah.
Who? He's from.
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
The student is from Seattle Academy.
Gotcha. The guy.
Okay. Ran a 5,000-meter runner. Has two victories, including one in a conference championship, and three top two finishes in eight races this season, having not finished worse than 22nd place. As an identified male, the student never finished ahead of 25th place.
Gotcha. So, make sure I recap the story. This guy was competing as a biological male because he is a biological male.
Right.
And was finishing in the 70s.
Yep.
A year later, he's winning.
Exactly.
Dominating.
So I guess
he's competing with the girls.
Right. Exactly. Last year, for instance, in the conference championships, the student, then a male, finished in 72nd place in the boys' division. 20 minutes, 40 seconds time. This year, now competing as a girl, she finished in first place with a time of 19 minutes and 14 seconds, a school record.
So not much faster, a little bit, a whole lot faster.
In fact, just 2.6 seconds, I believe, that's in another race. But yeah, to your point,
hardly
an improvement.
Right. Enough that you might, with 1 year's worth of growth and growing up and working out, you could probably shave a minute off your time.
Exactly.
But it's not going to be enough to win in the boys' division.
No.
So he decides, well, I'm going to go win in the girls' division.
Exactly.
And he is. And of course, they think that's just fine.
Yeah, no worries, I guess.
No issues.
No.
Yeah.
In a related story, John.
Oh, goodness.
That wasn't the only story I found.
Okay.
In a related story,
a
freshman girl at a Vermont high school was suspended for expressing her discomfort when a biological male was allowed to change in the girls' locker room. Apparently, the 14-year-old student was overheard saying she felt uncomfortable, of course, when a boy walked in while she and her friends were changing.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So what did the school officials do, the co-principals? Well, of course, they came and, they supported her and worried about her feeling uncomfortable.
Yes.
That's not what happened, John.
No. They punished
her.
What?
Yes. She was told as retribution for expressing her opinion, she would have to take part in a, quote, restorative justice circle.
Oh, my goodness.
You've done a few of those, haven't you, John?
No.
Oh, okay.
And restorative justice circle.
Yes. And write, quote, a reflective essay apologizing for her comments and serve out a suspension.
Wait, so she got suspended.
Got suspended.
For saying she was uncomfortable because it was because there's a biological male in the locker room.
Exactly. Quote here, she said, as a girl, she was taught to respect the privacy of her body and to speak up if she felt unsafe or if something made her feel uncomfortable. Now, she's shocked to learn that not all adults take you seriously when you say you don't feel safe or comfortable.
And they're suspending her for that.
Exactly.
Where are the feminists? Where's the National Organization of Women on this?
Crickets.
There's
nothing.
Yeah.
No response.
No response.
Yes.
Big shock. I mean, this is the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Things that make you go, huh? I mean, yeah. Wow.
And you hear more and more about this.
Yes. Yes.
You know, what's it going to take to stop it, or, you know, what are people going to do?
Yeah, well,
can you?
But fortunately, we have a governor in Laura Kelly who understands this issue. Remember, because she was very clear during the campaign how she supported women's sports. Oh, well, no, she didn't support. Oh, well, I guess she did support it. She went back and forth like four times during the campaign on this issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she still won. Thank you, Dennis Pyle. But still, I mean, it just goes to show how this issue is, I mean, it's such a common sense.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are in the upper 60s, lower 70s, where people look at this and say, yeah, it makes logical sense. Biological males compete and just, you know, let the two not, you know, never the two shall meet.
Right.
And yet, here you have a girl getting suspended because she said she was uncomfortable in the bathroom, locker room.
You know, the transgenders competing in the different divisions, that is controversial. But what I really don't get is this, how it's okay to have a boy change in the girls' locker room.
Apparently, he's not a boy. That's all it takes is for him to identify, and therefore he's no longer a boy. And that's all it takes in today's society.
Apparently.
You
speak up and you're suspended.
Yes, apparently.
And you have to go in a restorative justice circle.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a minute and try and figure out what a restorative justice circle is. I don't know. Maybe we'll... If anybody could tell me what a restorative justice circle is, 316-869-1330. Chestnuts roasting. Careful. Yeah. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
At your nose.